This is KUT.org. I'm Jimmy Moss. The Austin City Council delayed a decision on how to regulate short-term rentals into next month. Council debated several ideas. It seemed to get on board with a moratorium on new permits for a year. That would mean a suspension of new short-term rental permits for non-owner-occupied properties. I'm joined by Michael Kanan, publisher of the Austin Monitor, KUT's reporting partner on all things City Council. So is there a takeaway from what happened or didn't happen last night?
Yeah, there's an indication of where they're going to go. I mean, they want to do a full year moratorium on type 2 short-term rentals. And the moratorium would come with a study at the end of that period and sort of a provision from Kathy Tovo, Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo, that would make sure that the council made an affirmative decision about what to do going forward before the year expires. She wanted to be real careful that the moratorium couldn't just sort of get pocket expired, you know, if it could just not get brought back to council and then sort of go away. She wants to be sure that council reviews the policy before the moratorium actually expires.
So when we're talking about type 2 STRs, we're discussing specifically what?
These are the not owner occupied STRs. It's not like it's not like the back room in your, you know, in your house. It's a full property.
All right. So the moratorium eliminates new permits, but existing ones will be part of the study or the discussion. I don't know, but
the existing ones get to hang around, but there may be additional limits on what you can do there. They flirted with they flirted with two things yesterday, in addition to the moratorium, this idea of occupancy and whether or not to put a hard cap on occupancy. They didn't land on a decision there at all. I mean, they got into philosophical discussions about, you know, what occupancy means and what a bedroom means, which is not an easy debate, as we remember from the stealth door debacle, you know, 2 years ago. And they also discussed this idea of sort of not allowing you to have big gatherings or gatherings really at all at your short-term rental. So there are two sides of this discussion. Do you want to put a hard cap on the number of people that can actually stay in one of these things, or do you really want to get to, as some might say, the heart of the issue, which is the supposed loud parties that happen? And if they were to specifically ban, which is under discussion, like weddings, I guess house shows, you know, any sort of big gathering at one of these STRs, it might be more effective, I think, from the perspective of more council members than just simply putting a hard ban on the number or hard cap on the number of people that can stay in one of these things.
Short-term rentals part of the new sharing economy. Why would council come, you know, worry about so many hard regulations on this type of sharing versus, say, Uber and Lyft or other ride-sharing companies, where they've sort of backed away a little bit?
Well, and you'll remember, as part of those discussions, they had a real hard time getting their brains around the Uber and Lyft issue, too. This one is more contentious because you have neighborhood advocates very much against these short-term rentals and using the idea of party houses as a sort of wedge against what they consider as sort of the deterioration of their neighborhoods, because, as you know, one person has repeatedly says, she lives in the middle of three short-term rentals. I think she would argue that it impacts her quality of life, and I guess that is a much more visceral argument, I would say, than anything you could mount against Uber and Lyft.
Thanks, Mike. That's Michael Kanan, publisher of the Austin Monitor. The council will vote on the moratorium next month. The council will then revisit the issue again next year if that moratorium passes. For KUT.org, I'm Jimmy Moss.